Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on a very deserving law enforcement professional here in Central Virginia. Could be a police officer, a deputy sheriff, a state police officer, state trooper, federal agent of some sort. We've had them all. And I am so happy to welcome Michael Enns to our program today because he is a member of the Virginia Division of Capitol Police. And let me tell you, he has absolutely distinguished himself in ways that are, well, they're just amazing. So, Officer Enns, Michael, thank you for being here, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I want to ask you just right off the bat, you're a young guy, 25, is that correct?
Just turned 26.
26, all right. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
26 years old in the year 2024. What attracts you to law enforcement?
I think a big thing that attracted me was my father. Following in my father's footsteps, he was in law enforcement for a couple years.
Okay.
And just kind of growing up around the law enforcement atmosphere was a big thing for me. Just trying to follow in his footsteps. And ultimately, I think in doing that is when I found my love for law enforcement.
Wow. So, all right. So you're from Gloucester originally, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about Gloucester and the transition now to the Capitol Police.
So Gloucester, if you know anything about it, it's nothing like the city of Richmond. It's
right.
A very small county, a lot of back roads, a lot of small town kind of feeling. I kind of found the Capitol Police job through the state website.
Okay.
I applied for it. It was during COVID. It was a interesting time to really get into law enforcement. Capitol Police sent me right to the academy. Completed my background investigation and my process with them. I was in the academy through 2021.
Wow.
And graduated.
And here you are.
Yes, sir.
Wow. All right. So you make the transition. And I just want to explain to everybody, you come to the Virginia Capitol Police with a great educational grounding. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Williamsburg Christian Academy and Bluefield College?
Yes, sir.
And a soccer standout?
Yeah. I played college soccer for 3 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say stand up, but others would, just so you know. You still play soccer?
I do. I play in a rec league around the city.
Okay.
We play at Bryan Park on Sundays, so it's a lot of fun. It's something that keeps me kind of active as well. So
nice. Yeah. All right. So you've got a couple of years in now with the Virginia Capitol Police. Now, I want to remind everybody, the Virginia Division of Capitol Police, this is the oldest law enforcement agency in America, correct?
Yes, sir.
Despite what some in Henrico County Sheriff's Office try and say, this is the one. This is it. You don't have to say it. I'm saying it. Don't worry about it. I'm telling you, I did my work on this. So tell me a little bit about the work as a Capitol Police officer.
So Capitol Police, it's a unique law enforcement agency. We're not a traditional law enforcement agency as much. We focus on, actually, we just finished our session,
right.
2024 session. A lot of moving parts with that. We have our senators and delegates that are coming in every day, and our main focus is to provide progressive law enforcement for people that are seated in government. But also, as you're aware, we kind of run into different things at times. Being around the city of Richmond, things pop up. So,
well, one of the things about the Capitol Police, and I want to remind everybody, Officer Michael Enns is joining us. He is the recipient of our March Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. One of the things with the Capitol Police, you're talking with and serving and protecting people that don't necessarily get along. And not just the elected folks who are on different teams at times,
right.
But you got a million different people advocating for a million different positions there on Capitol Square.
Right.
And somehow, some way, you got to keep everybody safe.
Yes, sir. It's, I think it's just like anything else. Some days are harder than others. a lot of tensions sometimes start going all different directions. But at the end of the day, I love Capitol Police. I feel like I found a home at Capitol Police. So,
tell me about the typical shift for you, if there is a typical shift for you.
So I am currently on the midnight shift. It's midnight to 8 a.m. Our shift, differs from day shift.
Sure.
A lot of day shift, especially during session, deals with a lot of the committee meetings that go on during the day. Really with our shift, we're doing a lot of property checks, making sure buildings are secure.
Sure.
Our normal patrols around our different properties that we have throughout the city. And we're actually in charge of opening the square each day and making sure everybody can get in and out of the square.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things I think sometimes people will say, well, I saw this Capitol Police car. It's nowhere near the Capitol.
Right.
You guys are everywhere, really.
We are. We have jurisdiction all over the city of Richmond. We have our, you know, primary areas, mainly focusing around the Capitol area. And then we have our secondary areas because we do have some properties towards the west end of the city. But mainly we're focusing around that Capitol area. That is the heart of where we are. But,
absolutely.
It is definitely not weird or amiss to see a Capitol Police car out in the west end sometimes because we do have properties over there.
Absolutely. Officer Michael Enns is joining us. And I want to talk a little bit about one of the reasons that Colonel McKee nominated you this month. And Michael, I got to tell you, I only printed out the first two pages. Colonel McKee is a fan, which is a good thing.
That's a great thing.
I know you're relatively new, but that's a good thing when the chief is looking at you with such a favorable eye. But he talks a lot about people who had overdosed on drugs. And this is part of what you and other law enforcement officers are dealing with on a regular basis right now. And since 2019, as I understand, the Capitol Police, everybody's been outfitted with Narcan.
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit about it, these situations.
So Narcan was something I knew nothing about before I got into law enforcement. Our agency, Capitol Police, they outfit us with Narcan. And what it does is it basically blocks out the effects of an overdose, opioid overdose. And they provide us with, you know, the different training and stuff in order to figure out what you can do in those types of situations. And, you know, it definitely pays off.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah. I want to share there are a couple of occasions here that Colonel McKee mentioned, and I just want you to touch on them a little bit. One is in 2022. You're on patrol. You see somebody at 10th and Main, possible overdose. You administer one dose of Narcan, and then you've got Officer Marshall shows up. There are two more doses of Narcan that have to be administered. So Narcan, the one dose, may or may not work.
Correct. It really depends on the seriousness of the overdose, what that person possibly could have taken. Fentanyl is one of the biggest things I'm sure you've heard about.
Yes.
Fentanyl it's a very scary thing.
Yeah.
Some people have also different reactions to the Narcan. Some people wake up immediately. Some people slowly get their signs back, but aren't really alert or responsive at the time.
Okay.
So
it is not it's not administer and then you go, okay, good luck to you. I'm getting back in the car to go away.
Correct. We take life-saving measures when it comes to that kind of stuff. You're administering the Narcan, putting somebody in the recovery position, so hopefully they can come back around.
I want to share a story with you that relates to this, and this is one of the reasons that I was absolutely determined to bring you in after Colonel McKee nominated you. I sit on the Hanover County Community Services Board, and so we deal with a lot of these issues, and we actually had a training session with Narcan, and all the members of the board went through it. But we had one person who I will not name, but they were talking about a response to an overdose. And they said, you know, social services shows up and law enforcement shows up. Social services saves that person's life and law enforcement just wants to find the drugs. And I thought, there could be nothing further from the truth. Could there be?
Right. You know, as a law enforcement officer, you know, our job is to preserve life as well. Helping someone out in that situation is just as important as other things.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's a common misconception a lot of times is people think if they tell you what they took or whatever it is they did, that they're going to get in trouble. But it couldn't be farther from the truth. In reality, we're just trying to help, you know, save somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you're a testament to that, Michael. You really are. Officer Michael Enns is joining us from the Virginia Division of Capitol Police. He is the March recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnham Blue Friday honor. All right, so Michael, let's talk a little bit about the career path. You've got 4 years in or thereabouts.
This will actually be my third year coming up in May.
Okay,
yes, sir.
So you've seen a lot, you've done a lot. It is absolutely my opinion, a great agency, great leadership. Where are you planning to go? What do you want to do with the Capitol Police?
Long term, I hope to stay with the Capitol Police and progress through hopefully the ranks one
day.
I'm not really sure what the long term goal is. I definitely enjoy working with the Capitol Police.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the people that I work with. The agency's been very good to me, so very happy where I'm at.
I tell you what, your agency, my opinion again, sort of punches above its weight class sometimes, because as you walk the Jan McTurnham Blue Friday Honor Wall, there are a lot of Capitol Police patches up there. You guys do a great job.
Yes, thank you very much.
Tell me a little bit about some of the guys and gals that you are working with. Are you learning stuff from them that maybe didn't come up in the academy?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they always say the academy is completely different from the real world experience.
Right.
So, you know, we have a lot of, especially, you know, on my midnight shift that I work on, we have a lot of great guys, some seasoned, you know, some newer officers. They always say, you know, you're never, as long as you've been in it, you can always keep learning.
Absolutely.
So I always take that to heart and try to learn as much as I can from anybody.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's such an admirable thing, Michael, that number one, you choose this profession. And if we think about it again, you've got a lot of opportunities. You're coming out of Bluefield College. You're a smart young man. Everything is open to you. And in a day and age where it's not necessarily easy to be in law enforcement, you make this choice. Did you choose it, or did it kind of choose you?
Like I said, growing up around my dad, he was probably a really big inspiration to me. I would say, you know, I've always had the strive to want to make a difference and be a part of a community, you know, whether it's my Capitol Police community or just a City of Richmond community.
Yeah.
So I think that was some of the big things that kind of landed me to where I'm at.
I love it. I really do. I love that. Again, it's not easy to do this. We talk all the time about having a servant's heart, and just feeling that call to help others. And you have absolutely exemplified that for us.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Thank
yeah.
you.
Well, Michael, I got to tell you, I've got a couple of little gifts for you, and I just want to share with you some of the details. I got a friend of mine, Tony Brewster, who actually put together a golf tournament to raise the money to purchase some gift cards. So you've got, it's $200 worth of gift cards from Tony Brewster and the folks who play in his golf tournament. Jamie Walter, you saw Mike Walter's photo and tribute up on the wall. Jamie and their children have put together a letter and some gift cards in there that I think you're going to find very, very meaningful. So by all means, check those out. We've got some Jeff Katz swag, a mug and a pen, some other stuff. I mentioned to you Michael McTurnan, who is one of Jan's sons. He owns and operates Prince George Towing on the South Side. He commissioned special Jeff Katz show challenge coins. And so you will get one of those. Those are limited basically to those who win this award. So that's one to hold on to, I'd like to think. You've got a Thin Blue Line flag. That is my friend Pastor Steve Boots, who is the lead chaplain over at the Henrico County Police Division. He makes each of those personally, and hopefully you will display that with a sense of pride and honor. And this is the one. They're all meaningful gifts, but this is one that just strikes me so close, and I'm hoping you'll enjoy it. We have a young lady by the name of Emily Morrissey. And Emily is 25 years old. Emily has CP and some other special needs and challenges. And during school with therapy, they learned, and she learned, her family learned, that she had a real talent for working with beads. So her family set up a business called emily'sbracelets.com. And every day, Emily makes beautiful bracelets. She makes this very special Thin Blue Line bracelet. And I have told her that I wear mine on every day that ends in Y. So I am hoping that you will enjoy that
and absolutely
wear it with great health. As somebody who hasn't done the job in a long time but still appreciates it, I'm going to tell you, I thank you for what you're doing, coming on, entering onto duty in this day and age, serving with honor, helping people. You're doing the profession proud, and I am I'm proud to be able to present this to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That is Officer Michael Enns from the Virginia Division of Capitol Police. He is the March recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.